It's been well documented that obsessive scrolling on your smartphone is bad for your mental health. But now doctors are warning about a new condition that could put your physical well-being at risk too.
Trigger thumb is when you get inflammation of the tendon that bends or flexes your thumb, and it gets caught in a tunnel that it has to travel through called the A1 pulley. And when you have this size mismatch, you start to feel the tendon clicking and popping through that tunnel, and it's a very painful sensation.
That was Dr. Kristen Sandrowski from the Connecticut Orthopedic Institute speaking about a new condition that she sees almost every single day, trigger thumb. Trigger thumb is not a new medical condition, but it has grown more and more common over the last decade as people everywhere have begun spending hours scrolling on their phones. According to Dr. Sandrowski, the condition is not only painful, but can limit your mobility as well.
The thumb can start to get stuck or even have trouble bending, so it makes simple tasks like writing or picking something up very painful and challenging, and it gets progressively worse with time.
Smartphone use is an everyday activity for most people, so it may seem like trigger thumb is an unavoidable consequence of the modern era. However, there are some methods for not only feeling better in the moment, but also making sure the condition doesn't get worse.
Usually what'll start to happen is you'll start to get some aching or cramping in the thumb. You can get these little shooting pains, and then they'll start to progress, and that's when you can start to feel a little bit of a click or a pop. If you notice those early symptoms and you can start taking breaks from some of those repetitive activities, that stuff can help to kind of calm the symptoms down versus it continuing to get worse.
With most chronic conditions, it can be easy to ignore it until it's gone too far. If you've been feeling the symptoms of trigger thumb, your best bet is to visit your doctor right away. Even if the condition has progressed, there are still some treatments available.
If you catch it early, sometimes you can do simple things, anti-inflammatories, night splints, and that can help. Typically from there, though, we're moving on to something such as a corticosteroid injection. They're very effective for trigger thumbs. They can cure them in about 70 to 90% of people. It just helps if we get to them earlier versus later.
For the Voice of Connecticut WICC, I'm John Kamal.